From Valley Public Radio, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Today on our show, the legislative effort to overturn a state law that allows some workers with disabilities to earn less than the minimum wage. And later, remembering when the Kern River flowed in Bakersfield, there's hope of bringing it back. But first, small farmers are worried about whether their melon crops will survive the excessive heat the valley is experiencing this summer. Just last Sunday, temperatures climbed to 114 degrees Fahrenheit in some places. FM89's Alice Daniel reports from West Fresno.
Pete Oliver says his small green army jeep is older than he is, and he's 76. Oliver drives out to where his watermelons are fading in the heat.
That little light area right there that's in the middle of the watermelons there, that's
There are white spots on the leaves that have been baked by the sun.
The sun is just really, really beating down. It's hot, hot.
Oliver picked cotton on his parents' farm starting at the age of 7, so he's used to the hot Central Valley summers. But this heat wave, he says, is close to unbearable.
You know, it's hot out here now, and it's probably 12 o'clock. And 2-3 o'clock, it's really smoking out here.
Farmer Kong Su pushes her wheelbarrow along rows of cinqua. She sells the green rib vegetables to a company specializing in Southeast Asian produce. She stops to clip the vegetables off of a trellis that runs the length of her farm. She's got a ways to go and it's early afternoon, but she won't finish today.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, I gotta go home. Too hot.
Too hot for the bitter melon she grows. They're not looking good, she says, even when she gives them more water. She's at a loss.
And I don't know what to do. And I put the water, that's it.
At the National Weather Service's regional office, meteorologist Andy Bullenbacher says this weekend saw multiple records set in cities across the valley. He points to climate change, the drought, and less water coming from the nearby Sierra Nevada snowmelt.
But when that soil moisture content is depleted like we're seeing right now, it's able to build on the heat dome we're already seeing because the soil is so dry.
And that can increase the number of wildfires in the foothills and mountains.
This allows the fuels to dry out for a longer period of time. They cure, and then you have a higher fire risk.
As for farmers, Bullenbacher says he's heard from a lot of them, including one who told him the other day,
if one of his wells fails, then he's going to go under because of how desperate the conditions have been for him.
Here we go.
Donald Sherman grows a variety of melons, passports, lambkins.
You see all of these here. These are your Crenshaw melons. You can see the sunburn on them.
He reaches down and crushes some brown leaves in his hand.
That's the sound of a dry vine. So that's gone. And that's not coming back.
Usually these melons grow through the end of August, but this year's July heat killed many of them. Sherman wonders how he'll adapt to climate change as a farmer. Maybe he'll stagger summer crops, start growing some earlier.
It's something that I think we're all going to have to figure out how to adjust to, you know, and to be able to compensate. So when that happens, we won't get hurt so bad.
As for Pete Oliver, he has another small farm in Kingsburg, the one he worked on as a kid. But that land is fallow now, and he can't see planting anything there in the future.
It's just really tough to try to make it now. The small farmer is fast fading.
Oliver says he will be the last of his family to make a living as a farmer. His kids don't want to farm. Anything but, they tell him. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.